Weather conditions across the Midwest this weekend will be quite varied, but as long as Tropical Depression 10, which is likely to become Tropical Storm Ingrid this weekend, will become the single most influential factor to our forecast, depending on what it does and how long it does it. The storm system is expected to drift across the Bay of Campeche or the southwestern Gulf of Mexico and move inland sometimes later this weekend into parts of northeast or east central portions of Mexico. The storm is not expected to move very quickly, but it is expected to become a tropical storm, and because of that, there will be less moisture influx into the U.S. Crop areas because the storm system will trap the moisture in the western Gulf of Mexico for a while. That means that the rain event in the western corn belt slated for this weekend and that which occurs early next week will both be somewhat restricted on moisture availability, limiting the rain distribution across the western corn belt and, for that matter, some areas in the east as well. We do expect to see, though, a chance for rain to occur during this period of time, and it looks like our first disturbance will occur Saturday through Monday in the western corn belt. We'll look for 75% coverage. Rain totals of 15/100ths to 6/10ths of an inch will be most likely in the western corn belt, and some local totals may be getting upwards to an inch or an inch to an inch 10 or something like that. We won't see very many locations getting the significant rainfall. Sunday into Monday, the eastern Midwest will see its showers, but they will not be as well distributed. We'll expect 45% coverage, rain totals to 3/10ths of an inch with maybe an isolated 3/4 inch amount with parts of Illinois wettest. Some of the pure model data this morning suggested Illinois might get more than an inch of rain, but only in a small part of the north, and I'm playing it down because I believe that the tropical cyclone is going to limit the amount of available moisture for the system. Another disturbance will occur Tuesday and Wednesday in both the east and western corn belts. This will be a warm front that will begin to rise from the southwest to the northeast, and we'll expect 60% coverage in both the east and western corn belts. Rain totals will run upwards to 3/10ths of an inch, some local totals to 3/4ths of an inch. Again, under normal circumstances, we would see greater amounts of rain, but it looks like that tropical system is still going to be locking up the moisture in the western Gulf of Mexico and parts of Texas during the early to middle part of next week. The next cool front that cuts through the Midwest will be Thursday and Friday of next week. It is expected to be a very weak frontal boundary, but it will have a slower movement and might allow for some locally greater rains to occur. Maybe 65% coverage will occur in the western corn belt Thursday and Friday a week from now, with 5/100ths to 4/10ths of an inch of rain, maybe some local amounts to 8/10ths of an inch, and the eastern Midwest might see better coverage with 85% coverage of 2/10ths to 8/10ths, some local amounts to an inch 20. Our temperatures are expected to be rather cool for the next few days. We are through with the 90-degree temperatures for this week. Yesterday's highs were mostly 70s and 80s across the Midwest. Today, all the way through early next week, we'll likely see highs in the 60s and 70s across the Midwest, with some 50s occurring periodically in the Great Lakes region. Our low temperatures tomorrow morning will be in the 30s and 40s across the Great Lakes region. In fact, mostly middle and upper 30s will occur, but patchy frost will be possible across the region. Already this morning, we saw some middle and upper 30s occurring in parts of northern and eastern Minnesota and portions of Wisconsin, so the cool air is definitely there. We'll see a reinforcing shot of cool air coming into the northern parts of the Midwest as we get into Sunday and Monday. Another couple of cool mornings Monday into Tuesday will occur with more frost potential, but no freezing temperatures, and the frost that occurs should not kill our crops. We'll look for a warming trend to occur later next week, and we'll get back into temperatures that are slightly warmer than usual. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.